The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
Well, the apparel company Lands' End reported earnings last week. And for the second quarter, revenue came in at $384.1 million. That was an increase from 23.1% in the second quarter of fiscal 2020 and an increase of 28.8% from the second quarter of fiscal 2019. The company's CEO, Jerome Griffith, joins us now. He's joining us on the phone from Long Island, New York. Jerome, it's so great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the challenges that you see, especially when it comes to the supply chain and how you're thinking about manufacturing right now. Give us an idea of the changes that you've had to make over the last 18 months as you've weathered this pandemic.
Well, even prior to the pandemic, one of the things we wanted to do was to sort of spread the risk. We have been producing about between 42 and 45% of our products out of China up going into 2018. We began to expand that out into other countries so that we weren't really dependent so much on one country at all. What's happened to us over the course of the last, let's say, year to year and a half is that products getting into the States have started to slow down dramatically, and costs have really risen, not just costs on shipping, but costs on raw materials. So you see cotton costs, and we do a lot of cotton, rising pretty significantly. But then you look at just the cost of shipping things from any country here, whereas containers 3 years ago were costing around $4,000 a container. The last 6 months, they've been up in the $12,000 to $15,000 range, and I've heard quotes as high as $25,000 for a container. And the same thing's happened with air shipping. Not that we ship a lot by air, but those costs have been going up as well. So, you know, we will continue to look at expanding our network to make sure that we have a little bit more options than just going to one, two, or three different places in order to get products made and shipped.
Jerome, such a pleasure to have you with us. I love speaking to the retailers because you have such a lens into what's going on in our U.S. and global economy. You know, supply chain, one thing. I want to talk a little bit about the labor market. You know, how are Lands' End dealing with a pretty tight labor market? I mean, how are you staffing stores, facilities? You guys seem to be seeing some growth now in e-commerce. What is the priority for hiring?
E-commerce really runs out of our corporate office, and that's 95% of our business. So that's been running along relatively well for the last 2 years. Our core business is our U.S. direct e-commerce business, and then if you add on the international businesses and the B2B businesses, which we do online, it creates, you know, quite a large annual volume. What's happening with these businesses is that we've been able to hire people because, you know, we're an interesting company, and the company's also doing well. So, you know, that tends to attract people. Where we struggle somewhat is just logistically how we ship goods out to customers. We are based in Wisconsin. We have three major facilities there, and we're a major employer in southern Wisconsin. What you've seen with the labor market as of the last 6 to 9 months is people aren't working as much. So it's been very difficult to entice people. We've given two raises so far this year. We've put on peak incentives for people to come into work, and we've had people working, you know, overtime just to get the goods out the door. We have just made it through our back to school peak, which actually worked out okay for us, and we'll be going into another hiring phase, and it'll be determined, you know, whether the people that have been getting unemployment and staying home are going to be ready to come back to work because then unemployment stops.
Do you think they will be?
The day in most places. I think so, and I hope so, but I have learned in the last year that I don't know.
Jerome, when you say you've had to raise wages twice, what are we talking about here? Where are they right now?
Depends on your average. We've raised them through between 3 and 4% in May and another 1.5% just this past month. And obviously, starting salaries are over $15. So, you know, we've been doing the right thing by the market. And the market really dictates, you know, what you need to do for the people that have been with you for a long time, because we're a 58-year-old company. You know, we've had people that have worked for us for 20, 25, 30, 35 years. And, you know, very loyal employees, and you want to make sure that they're happy.
Jerome, I'm a Brit acclimatizing to life in the United States, so I kind of asked this hesitantly, but should we talk about the holiday season,
Ed, which you're doing a good job. You're
becoming
fast American.
Approaching, everyone keeps telling me, fast approaching the holiday season. How's it looking from your perspective?
I think the holiday season is going to be dependent on getting goods here. You know, this would be my 43rd Christmas since I graduated college, and everyone gets just a little bit harder. But what we think, and you know, we've seen pretty good demand coming up until now. We haven't seen a huge slowdown in demand. We think demand is still going to be there. And every year, you know, it ends up coming around because people always end up going out shopping for Christmas. I think the people that are going to win, and this is our mentality, are the people that service the customer. If you're servicing the customer, you'll win. Yes, maybe your cost might be a bit higher, but as long as you can service the customer and keep them happy and keep them coming back, you'll continue to win as a brand.
How early do you want consumers to order from you for the holiday season?
You know, people start now. And we saw it last year, and we saw it for back to school this year. You know, people started early ordering early in back to school, and they started ordering more. And my sense is the same thing's going to happen this year, is that people will shop early and they'll want to buy more because they've had pent up demand and they have good savings right now, and people will want to spend. I think what's going on in the supply chain and what's going on with getting the goods from the manufacturers to the containers to the ports, trucking the containers from the ports to the warehouses, and then ultimately getting it out to consumer. That's going to be the tricky part for this year. And I think, you know, the market knows it. Obviously, it was in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, you know,
right. And
it was in WWD last week talking about, you know, what's going on in the industry.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And people are working very hard to make sure that they can get product.
Jerome Griffith, we're going to have to leave it there. CEO of Lands' End, joining us on the phone from Long Island, New York.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.